Work session to order.
August 24th, work session.
All right, we have
There's a wish list from me.
Okay, we have, did you
get that, Bill?
Did anybody else? We have Counselor Hunt's. We have Bill's. I have a couple of... Lee, will you give that to those two things to Bill? Counselor Sperry, did you bring anything?
Nope.
Hello, Cindy. Throw that at Leah. We just started, so.
You should have it all. You have that one. Okay, that in your file already.
So let's look at the city infrastructure needs first and what Bill has, and let's talk about those things first. Bill, you want to talk about
Leah, can you bring me a pen?
These are just ideas and wish list items I have. I mean, well, two, we're already doing that. The rigid snake, you know, that's a small issue. If we go to replace ours, that's what it would be, the current one we have. Propane heater to the shop, it would be nice to have heat in the shop to work in there in the wintertime, but street sweeper. Can't buy a street sweeper like the counties. The counties is like $40,000, but it works great on the side streets, but it won't work downtown because it doesn't pick anything up. So it throws it, and you can't go by cars, it throws it out. One of the things that these guys bought was a Bobcat, or like a skidster, that tracked one you saw, and it's got a little broom attached, but what they said it only cost like $2,000, they're cheaply made, and it brooms it into a bucket, and then they go over and they just shake it out. And I think that'd be ideal for downtown, like going downtown a couple times a year and clean downtown. So that's kind of one of those things on my wish, dream list, you know, that I'd like to see. Other than, I mean, yes, we're getting it done once a year with the kids, and we're, you know, spending all day down there brooming by hand, but and that range is wide because you can pick up used ones. The new ones are at the upper end of 80, and then the broom attached is only $2,000. One of the things that we've been, you know, we got a jetter trailer. Conan has a vacuum trailer that they won't let us borrow, but we used to borrow Hebner's back truck, and that was to suck out debris and manholes and stuff like that. But they paid $40,000 for this little bitty trailer, and they won't even let us borrow it. I mean, they're really good about everything else, but again, just one of those would be really handy to have.
What's it do? It vacuums out manholes?
Yeah, we can vacuum out anything. We can vacuum up manholes, we can pothole around utilities, stuff like that. Like when you see debris, like large piles of grease and wads of hair and stuff like that, instead of trying to pick those out with a hook and fighting them, you know, we can just stick the vacuum trailer, get everything, and then move on. But and that cost, that may be, that's what Condon paid for their new one, and that was probably 10 years ago. But I don't know, they make used equipment too. That's just a rough estimate. Pipe threader would be nice. Really nice to have a pickup that would actually tow. I got a half ton and then a one ton, but I can't, we have a gooseneck trailer that I can't put on either. So it would be nice to have a heavy duty truck. When I go out for supplies, like a load of concrete or stuff, I take my personal truck and my personal trailer. And then of course I make you pay for fuel. But
We already own a gooseneck trailer.
Yeah.
And it's just not being used because we don't have a truck.
Right.
To pull it.
Yeah. I mean, and now I can use it with my pickup because I just got a gooseneck installed in my pickup. So,
yeah, but you shouldn't have.
I mean, like, I personally went and bought one, you know. But then look at the price of vehicles these days. That's just crazy. Like, I would imagine, like, the work version a couple years ago would have been $30,000. Now it's
about
crazy
80.
And maybe that, I don't know.
For a new one, they're about $80,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not more.
Maybe. And you've got to wait months and months and months. So I'd rather have a Bobcat with a broom on it than a brand new pickup. And at least that, I mean, I'm still willing to use my pickup. The lift station, that's a 16-foot pit when we have it open. And it'd be nice to get some bar racks over the top of that. They're kind of a, so that if you were to trip, you don't do an, you know, fall down that hole. But then maybe we could just budget for that in the sewer. I mean, that's just, you know, the SCADA system, that's, as we get, that's a lot of money. And that's a guesstimate because I haven't got the study yet. I have no idea what it's going to cost. But we can do that. We can budget for that annually too and just work on little things here and there. And then at some point, the First Street and Highway 19 water line, that's a 500-gallon-a-day leak. It's been there forever.
Yep.
It used to be 1,000, but now it's slowing down. I don't know why, but I was thinking one day when somebody drives along with a one of those boring tools, we just, like, dig up on both sides and say, hey, can you bore this hole for me and just put a new line in? And I don't know what the... I think it's like $200 a foot or something like that is the last I heard. But, and then the things above, those are the things that they budgeted for, you know, the 2022 intended purchases. the remote water meters, we got most of that bought with the ARPA money. So that's just my dream sheet.
So the aerators and the Star Spring Reservoir would help with the egg water. That's
it
the
would,
one that I am looking at.
Yeah, that would really help with, well, first of all, we lose our chlorine residual, which means that opens us up for bacteria. And the state says, well, you know, you're chlorinated, so you have to have a residual. If we can't find it, your residual. I'm not sure they kind of, I don't, our tests keep coming back a negative for bacteria, but we're dumping a ton of chlorine in every month. We go through, we're dumping straight hypo in, so every 500,000 gallons, we're dumping a 50-gallon barrel of hypo, 12.5%, into the water supply, and we don't even get a chlorine residual. I mean, sometimes we'll get it, and it's like, oh my goodness, and then we're gone, and it's like, crap. So, on top of that, this year it didn't seem like it was as bad, like it wasn't as noticeable, but in years past, it's been really stinky. And it, anyways, that's what Brad's been working on. We sent those samples in. We did get a non-detect, which is total BS because, and even Brad said, no way, that can't be. He thinks they tested something different than the sulfur concentration. So we're working on that still, and I still don't have any answers on what it's going to cost. So we can always throw that into the ASR project. If you don't want to use this money, and then depends on what it comes in at, we do have contingency money, and then unfortunately our contingency in the water fund's way down. Otherwise, I'd say, why don't we just budget for that in the following years and improve your water quality instead of getting all the complaints, you know, about, hey, you know, your water sucks. And it's like, I get it. In the wintertime, it does. So, or in the summertime, it does.
I haven't noticed it as bad.
I haven't noticed it as bad either
yeah.
this year, but we still lose our chlorine residual. We're still pumping tons of chlorine in it. So, with all that chlorine, but also this huge expense, too, that goes into pumping that, too. So,
what does putting it in the ASR project entail?
Well, the ASR project, we got a loan for like $725,000, and 75 of that is contingency, just for things you don't know. So you don't really want to, like, oh, well, we'll budget for that. But then that's where Brad wants to throw it in anyways. You know, like, hey, you guys purchase the machinery, we'll set it up there, and we do the ASR project. We'll just factor that in, and they'll just plumb it in. Because it's going to cost a little bit more to plumb it in, but maybe we budget somehow to, if we can bring up our contingency, our extra money that we have every year, just say we're going to buy it, you know, we'll do it, or we're going to use a portion of this or something to put towards that, because I think the sooner you buy that machine or that tower, the cheaper it's going to be. Maybe not with the inflation that it is right now, but everything, you know, everything usually goes up, and if you were to look back what you paid 10 years ago or something, you're like, oh man, we would have saved so much money buying it 10 years ago. So,
everything.
Just food for thought. Thank you.
Anybody have any questions on that?
So priority number one and number two are already in the budget, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So we're really looking then at the other ones as far as using that extra.
Yeah, yeah, and I put those in to keep me on track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just printed out for you guys to see.
Yeah, thanks.
So all those meters are in the budget, that $107?
No. Well, there's... We've bought...
Bought some, yeah.
We've bought 90 of the 3/4 inch meters, mm-hmm. and then we have the 2 inch, the inch and a half, and the 1 inch. So we've got like 90 meters bought. So we've spent some of the ARPA money, like the 97,000. So the 97,000 is not going to cover all of
right.
it. Actually, I was going to redo this today, but then the other day when I saw this, and I'm like, yeah, it's not actually an accurate number. Up on top, but I did do a count here about a month ago and count what we have and what we're waiting on, which is everything. And so I wouldn't even really worry about the 105,000 and 270 meters because we've got so many bought. But then that's whatever we're short from the ARPA money, we'll just
there buy is money, I think, within that budget for the rest.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think we looked at that and kind of put it.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
I just can't get them right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I just can't get them right now. They're on
Are
order.
Are they back ordered for months?
Huh?
Are they back ordered for months?
Some of them have been back ordered for months. Yeah. Smart devices, everything.
Everything. Unfortunately.
So let's look at Counselor Hunt's wish list.
So mine is not nearly as much money, but I am interested in the downtown beautification project that I wrote the grant for last year, but I didn't get. We got the signs, thank you to the city. These were the things that don't have any funding, unless I write another grant. And that's the trees. And I put professional planting on there because I think if you hire an urban forester to plant trees, they'll be able to get trees and plant them in a way that they won't go into the sewer line, I've been told.
So you have to dig up the sidewalk.
You have to take the bricks out.
Yeah.
So it's not, I don't think that's going to be a huge thing because those bricks are removable for that reason, to put things in, plant them down in there. The flower pots, that was a couple of years ago, or last year that I went and looked at those. The great big ones, just one on each corner, were about $300 each. I put pay to have them watered, although I think that would come out of our, whoever is our summer helper for parks. But if we had money, well, when I wrote the grant, I was planning on having money in the grant to help people.
This isn't a one-time shot, the watering of that.
Right.
That's an every-year thing.
Right. But that would also be, 5 hours a week that someone would be able to do that. Take them an hour a day just to water. And it wouldn't even have to be every day. It would be when it's 90 degrees, but. So that's that part of it. I would love to see the sidewalks like the new sidewalks we have put in. Those same kind of sidewalks put in front of the Merck and the Pocket Park. I have no idea what that cost. And I've tried to get some information today, but I wasn't able to. The other thing I talked about before, replacing those wooden signs on that board down at the end of town that has all the businesses on it with metal ones. I looked on Build-A-Sign today to get metal ones that are that size. They're aluminum ones. They're $62 a piece. I just put 10 because I kind of just went around in my head and added up businesses. There may be more than that. And the last thing, which would be a dream of mine, but probably not going to happen. I would love for Fossil to have one of those pump parks like they have in Redmond. I called and talked to Redmond, and they said it was about $400,000, and 50% of that money came from the general fund. The rest of their money came from, they have a 501c3 that is that people donate to.
It's the pump park.
Or the bike track. The bike and skate park. You see it when you go in on the bypass at Redmond.
That's what they call a pump park.
That's what they call a pump park. I didn't know that until today.
They call it a skate park.
I mean, I don't know why they call it that. They said when they had theirs done, they had local farmers come in with their equipment and build the hills and that sort of stuff. I also asked them about liability, if they had to have extra liability insurance because of that park, and they said no, because the state of Oregon, you have a recreational immunity. So if you have something like that and people are out using it, they can't sue you.
That is no longer in effect.
Oh, she just told me that today.
No, that's no longer in effect because a lady was on tripped on a sprinkler head in the Pendleton Park and sued.
Hmm.
Indemnity or whatever, mm-hmm. That is no longer in effect, and that was 3 to 4 years ago.
So well, that's
there
interesting.
Is, hmm. Yeah, there is liability. I would double check on that.
I think that's just a good question for
CIS.
PCIS.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
It is.
Do a risk management.
However, and I'm all about kids. Where would you put that?
You know where I think you could put it, but you would have to have someone come in and look at it. I think you could put it on the back side of the city park. There's a big space back there that doesn't have anything in it. You'd already have the bathrooms there. You'd have places to park out front. And I think you might have to move that slide and move a picnic table back. But it would be interesting to have someone come and look at it, an engineer come and look at it and say whether or not that would even work.
I think CIS not too long ago brought up skate parks being issues, but I'd have to double check on that because we weren't looking.
Well, a lot of towns have them, and I asked her if people had to sign a waiver, and she said no. The only time you would ever have to sign a waiver is if you had a party there, and you said to the city, or the city said, we're going to have a party, and we're going to have all these kids come and go on the skate park. Then you have to sign a waiver. But just for the general public using it year-round, you don't have to. And this was the lady in Redmond who kind of spearheaded getting that one put in. So this is the information she gave me today. The thing I like about that idea is it would be used year-round, and it would also be used by all ages. And it would be used by people coming through town as well. Not just the kids in Fossil.
You have to ride their bikes. I mean, how many kids ride their bikes around here? Not that many.
that's true. And it would have to be on a way smaller scale because there's
right,
no way,
way
we have $200,000 in our general fund.
Yeah.
Plus, we'd have to have an engineering fee that is mm-hmm. money out the door. I mean, it's... I love stuff for kids, but it would be something to look into that.
And there's also grant money for, you know, things like that. But yeah, I mean, it's just something that I would like to look into, and I will look into. But I don't think we could do it on the scale of Redmond's, obviously.
No, it's really big. And they do have kids on it all the time.
All the time.
I mean, I
and it's not just for bikes, it's skateboards and all kinds of stuff.
Rollerblades.
Rollerblades. And it's just something for kids to do, which we don't have much of here.
And as far as the, you know, we need to dig out the, when they did the wooden signs. I'm still hung up on, we don't own those signs. We don't own the business signs. The people that bought them own them. So we need to dig up what was said when the businesses bought those signs and research that and then decide. I kind of think I do. I'm believing it was in the later 90s. We can look and see what businesses are on there when they were. And then we can decide after that. We need to find out what was said when those were sold.
So they spent $25, which 90 was how many years ago? You know, 20 years ago. So I can't imagine that they would.
But we're a municipality, and we need to do it right.
Yep.
That's what I want to make sure. And then once we see what was said and what's in the minutes that we sold these signs to these people, then we can do the right thing with them. Then we can see what we're allowed to do with them.
Well, I think we should be allowed to move them.
Well, we are moving them to the First Street. But whether or not
I can't imagine anybody that still has a business here would care if, because they don't look good. I mean, they just don't last when you do wood like that. And if you could replace those with something that would last.
Yeah. I think, I've caught flack on both sides of that. You know, we 4-H wanted to redo those. We took them down. Mm-hmm. I got 4 or 5 angry people. One was John Goldsmith, and he doesn't even have his Cherry Hill, Cherry painting, whatever it was. Like, you're not even in business anymore. You left everything, but that didn't stop him from chewing on.
And there's
going to
be those people,
absolutely,
no matter what. Yeah,
like, you can't make anybody happy, but or everybody happy. But I think if you did something new and better, and moved them, be like, you spent $25 30 years ago. It's like, it doesn't buy you a forever, and we got it up to keep those.
I just want to make sure, I just want to know what we told people. I just want to know what they got for their $25. I want to know what we said.
What if we can't find that?
Then we can say,
We tried.
We read it, or we can't find it, so we're going to do, we feel that this is the best option for this sign. We got new businesses that want to hang their sign on it. This sign was for the businesses. These new people want to hang. The old businesses, we're still keeping those on there. The new businesses are hanging. That's what we'll do.
But are we going to keep the businesses that are no longer here on there?
They bought their sign. Why would we not do that? They paid for it.
Because they're not businesses in our community anymore.
What if Timco Sawmill?
I mean, if there's a business that's no longer here.
We took money for it.
25, 30 years ago. I just can't imagine that someone would come back and that had a business here 30 years ago. How come my sign's not up there? Well, you don't have a business here.
We'll look into it. We'll see what we find.
We took money. We're a city government. It's not like we're a store. We took money. So, that's that. We'll look into it. Sidewalks, concrete is a lot of money. I don't know how, can we do sidewalks in front of a private business and not do it in front of somebody else's?
But didn't we do sidewalks in front of everybody?
ODOT Grant.
Right, that's what I'm just saying. So, can we not make the sidewalks that didn't get done to match
the 166. Can we do in front of?
You won't be able to do $466,000.
No.
It costs us $1.4 million to do Well, it costs ODOT 1.4. It costed us
right.
Yeah.
30 and the county 30. But then we're not having to go as far. The reason we did these is because ODOT would only let us do one side or the other. So we picked the longest runs. And then, of course, they saw the condition by Corner Cafe, so they redid that one. And then, of course, we paid out of pocket for this section right here, which did not include an ADA ramp, and it cost us over $15,000.
Yeah.
And they were already in town and tearing everything up. So that's why we didn't do the shorts. And I realized it looked bad, but ODOT would, and we had to move the walking trail system downtown because they were, it was an enhancement fund. They would only do walking trails and safe routes to school. So we moved the Bowerman Loop Trail and all that downtown to hit those sidewalks.
Right.
And we picked the longest one, so in the, when there was another opportunity, it'd be less money. Brad and I talked about that about a year ago, and he was going to go after Representative Greg Smith to help with funding, finding funding to do the other side
right.
of the street, because it looks...
It
looked like we picked on people, and that's just BS. It wasn't about that. It was about the longest run. And there's...
It would just look really nice to
have
them all uniform.
To finish it in front of the Merck. And I think in front of the Merck it's going to take more because they have the awning.
Well, they had to remove... They had to brace the awning anyways to do it. So they're just going to have to do it in sections. Yeah, they'll probably charge us more to do that because they've got to figure that. But when they did it, it was amazing how they just supported it, braced it up one at a time, poured the ADA ramp. Those ramps are going to have to come out because in order to make that side that width and look like that, we're going to have to extend those ADA ramps. All those ADA ramps are gonna, like at the bank and the Merck
yeah.
have to come out. But... yeah, I mean, it's something that needs to be done. It's just finding the money
right,
for it.
Right.
And the pocket park, does the sidewalk not go down that way?
No,
it doesn't?
Because the pocket park's right here. It's this in front of Corner Cafe. Down
it just it's just the ramp and then it stops?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And that sidewalk's really bad. It's just, cracked. Or at least up here.
It looks really bad down. But it wasn't the worst sidewalk when we started. Glover Hall, so it was ADA accessible. Because remember it had that 1 foot drop for the alleyway.
Yeah.
Well, they just look really nice, and it would be nice if in our downtown area we could get those.
Yeah, it would look nice.
So that's my little wish list. Which I know is way more than $166,000.
Yeah. Cindy, did you bring a list?
No.
Okay, so I have, and they're terrible copies, I'm sorry, because the ads kept popping up and I couldn't get rid of them. And when I did get rid of them, they left a big space. So I wanted a splash pad, and one is a mini splash pad in the park, and one is a medium-sized splash pad. And they run anywhere from a 12-foot circular splash pad is about $6,500, and these run anywhere from $6,000 to $40,000. And they use recycled water and a minimal amount of electricity. And I have some friends in Cottage Grove that have a splash pad in their park. They said it's the best thing they've ever done for their kids in their community. They said the elderly in their community go down to the park, and they take their shoes off and they kind of walk around. And so they co-mingle with the kids in the community, and they say it's great. There's thousands of different kinds. There's thousands of different sizes. But I just kind of think it's something cool to look at, just an idea. And they're more sustainable than a pool. Once the upfront cost is met, then there's just, a little bit of...
And it does say you can use recyclable water, because the one in Molalla, you can't.
Yes, they're the newest and the latest. There's a tank underneath it, and there's filters, and just uses the water, which I like, because if I tell people, no, we're using your water supply, it's not going to go over well. No. Won't go over with Bill Potter. But, and I'm also kind of thinking that'd be kind of cool next to the bike thing. You know, the kids could...
It'd be very cool. The thing is right now our park doesn't get used very much, so if we had a couple of things down there for people to use...
I've seen it more used more in the last couple of years. People are really starting... I mean,
well, I think we have more tourists that come, and people staying at the motel, and it's close by. But, yeah, I mean...
If you can use recycled water, then I'm for the splash park. But I can't. I mean, that can definitely be on
install as well. My thought was, you have all these tourists at Painted Hills, and there's nothing to draw them here. We have the Merck, which is a great store out here in the middle of nowhere. But if the kids here, they've been out at the Painted Hills, they're tired, they want to go, and if they, let's go to Fossil, there's a splash park, there's, you know, the kids can get out, they can ride their skateboards, they can unpack their bicycles, they can do all this, it might bring the people to Fossil. It might just be enough to get them over the hill to Fossil, maybe to dig those fossils, maybe to come to our store, maybe to come to our park, I don't know. We needed something to draw those people over from Mitchell.
I think the fact that we're not Mitchell is...
I know, but they have the Painted Hills.
And Tigertown.
You know, and now that our restaurant is open, maybe we have, you know, they say, oh, they have a splash park. And maybe I'll put a sign on Tigertown, we have a splash park.
So is this the same issue then as far as liability? That recreational indemnity is no longer...
No, it's not. Yeah.
Anything we do is going to have liability. Mm-hmm. Even the metal slides down there. CS is really pushing
to get rid of those metal slides.
I don't blame them.
We do have a plastic play structure that I need to get the... We need to see if the school has the instructions on how to put that together, Melanie.
Or I guess I just need to find the company and call them and say...
Oh, we can do that too.
But that's going to be money. Like, hey, I either need the drawings or I need you to come out and put it together. That would be neat to have back there along with whatever else you decide. Because everybody loved it over here. Granted, the new ones are better, but you could still put that
That's
up
pretty
down
cool,
there.
That play structure.
That thing just kind of ended up at the park, and there's those little eyes that are missing that you bolted together. I don't know what one pieces go with where. It's like, this is... I've got a few pictures of the old one, but that's it. I'm a little miffed.
We'll find it and get it put together. But, yeah, anybody in our park, I mean, even if they trip over anything.
Well, and a few years ago, they said that, like, if I go and remove, like, one of the valve covers, you know, and I set it off to the side and I don't put it back on, and somebody walks along and trips it, not only is the city responsible, but now the employee personally is responsible and they're going after the employees. Personally, so the city can't even cover my legal expenses and keep me clear from that. And so I've tried to stress that with Jerry and Chris. Like, you lift the lid off, you put it right back on, and don't leave it off, or unless you cone it or something. But everything has liabilities.
Yeah, I remember we were all freaking out about that gal that tripped over that sprinkler head in the park in Pendleton. So I would... have that lady in road there double check her information. And I'm going to call CIS and check that
as
well. Yeah,
because I'm curious, because she was pretty adamant about that today. And it's not like I talked to her a year ago. I talked to her today.
So I need to make sure, because everybody was freaking out about it.
Heidi's our representative for CIS on that too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to her regarding other stuff, and she's going to reach back out to me.
And the other thing that I would like to do, and this is just me personally, I would like to put some of these ideas out to the community and let them, you know, see what they think. Because it is for them. And maybe no one will care. I know the people in Mitchell, they had a meeting and fed people and no one showed up on how to spend the money. But even if we let people know what's going to be discussed at Sesame Street's council meeting, you know, come and give us your thoughts.
If I would suggest, if this council feels that the infrastructure items can wait, then I would propose that we go out to the community. I've always been a proponent that we are elected by the community to do the best that we see fit for the tax dollar. If we feel that infrastructure, if some of these take priority, then you...
Well, you're not deciding anything here tonight. Anyway.
Right. So this is, these are just suggestions. Just
throwing stuff out.
And talk about it. If you think that... Or do you want to kind of spread it around? Do you want to... I'm always leery about that kind of thing because it can go south really quickly. It's up to you. It's up to you. Sometimes we have a... sometimes we have gang mentality and we have bullying. And it goes south. So the council will tell me what you would like.
Well, I always think it's better to involve the community, but I'm not in your position. I haven't been on the council very long. I think it's extra money that the city got, and it's for community development, and it would be nice to let the community hear what we've kind of brainstormed, and maybe they have better ideas. I don't know. They might have things that...
Then why have they been coming? If they had ideas, I mean, why haven't they been coming all along? That's my point. I mean, we're going to now say, hey, what do you want to do? And then when we say, oh, no, we're not going to do that, then they're going to get mad.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm not going to say
that. I mean, I'm for giving him part of that so that we can... I mean, we've been... he was so far behind the eight ball when we came on. That we, you know, buying the equipment and things that he needs. I think here's a chance to get something that we might not ever be able to do again, and then, you know, put some towards what all these other things are.
Here's what I would like to do. I think that the number one complaint that I have heard and the number one complaint that I have about our water system is the egg water. That it's an issue in Fossil, and who doesn't want to improve water quality in Fossil? Right? I think we need to dedicate what we can to that, but I also think that we also can't, I think there needs to be a balance. I would like to, that $166,000, I would like to have a portion of that in downtown beautification. I think that we should take pride in the way our community looks. I think we ought to do some of that. Do I think we need to pay somebody to water plants? No. I think that's a waste of money. I don't think that's good use of our money. I don't think that's sustainable anyway. I can't even pay somebody $100 a week to come help me. Seriously.
Well, I know, but you can't depend on volunteers either.
No, you can't.
So, someone sent it.
So that would just maybe have to be part of our summer parks program person's job.
I mean, I think we can make it work, but I think some of this stuff isn't reasonable. But I think that there can be... I think there can be a little bit of all of this, and to show everybody that, you know, we're kind of spreading it around. $166,000 isn't a lot.
Not very much.
In Main Street Frontier Chamber, they offer a Main Street program, which also may be able to help with the beautification.
I think that may have a $1,500 grant or something, but
Are you going to call them?
I can talk to them.
I love trees on Main Street. I love lights in trees. I love downtown Madras. I love driving through Madras and the lights in the trees.
Mm-hmm,
it is the prettiest thing ever. I don't know about trees and the sewer system.
They do get in the sewer system. They are a problem. There are those trees that are in those containers that you put in that they're smaller trees. They don't grow to be big. You know, you got the brand new sidewalks, and it'd be a shame to have tree roots just start lifting and cracking. And
that's why I think it would be smart to hire an urban forester that would be able to come in and talk to you about, because obviously it's doable, because you see them in towns all over the place. Mm-hmm. It would be interesting just to talk to somebody who that's their profession, and they would be able to say, do this tree, but don't do this.
Yeah. It's not that I hate trees, it's just that their roots are a problem. You know, just look at this tree right here. This big, you know, you're eventually...
That one's a problem. That one's a problem.
It's starting to mess with the foundation of that building over there, and no matter, I don't care who paid for that, what grant money they got for that tree, when you start, the insurance company's going to be like, you need to get rid of that tree.
And then so you have to look at smaller trees.
Why can't we get lampposts?
What's the time on cleaning them up when during fall time? For all the leaves.
Huh?
For the leaves of the trees.
In the fall.
Like the rest of the trees. Just let them blow away.
Oh, well, I didn't know if you were going to want to clean
them. But now if you bought a bobcat with a broom, you could go sweep them up.
The city of Toledo got a grant for their lampposts.
The lampposts are going to be really hard, because you're going to have to run electricity down every one of those. You're going to have to tear up every ramp.
They're solar.
If they're solar, then that's different. But then who's going to pay for the ongoing maintenance of that? We looked at solar lights out at the industrial park for security reasons. Remember, we're talking about putting parking all those cars. And they're like, yeah, but you know, who's going to maintain the batteries and the solar and the wiring? And it just
Killjoy.
Let's focus on the trees.
Okay. So again. Lot of ideas. So if we somebody else can pitch in here. Cindy, somebody.
Well, I think that
I love flowers. I love flower pots.
I think we could definitely do that and some of the stuff that Bill wanted.
I mean, the downtown beautification stuff, I mean, that's just doable. We could knock that down, or, I mean, it could fluctuate a little bit. Yeah. The signs, you could do the signs. The pump park, I don't know.
Yeah.
The sidewalks, I mean, we just keep working on them, keep applying for grants. My stuff, you know, it's what it is. And the splash pad, or the,
if we can look at that
with recycled water, I'm all for that too, but... I mean, that's not even adding a lot. I mean, you could still split it in half, and you'd have plenty of money for beautification and stuff, and then, you know, we could figure out something else to do with the other half as far as put it towards the water tower up there and say, all right, we'll pull the rest of the money out, or we'll budget it for the rest of it somewhere else, and
I like the idea of the splash park. I'm not against that at all. I think it would be awesome. I think it would be awesome if we could have both, because this is only going to get used for 3 months out of the year. And the other one will get used year-round.
How big is that
skate park? Well, they can't use that skate park in the winter.
Well, you can use it in the snow, but you can use it... how many days do we have?
So that's not year-round.
Yeah, but as many times as I go through Redmond, there are times where
they're using it all the time.
So, because I go to,
how often do we have snow that sticks around for weeks and weeks?
Never anymore. Gosh.
Oh, in Redmond, it's pretty good.
I think both. That would be. Yeah, it's big. It would be a draw.
Yeah, so, like, putting something smaller here.
Yeah, it needs to be smaller.
We could even take out some of those trees at the big park, and then that would eliminate some of the real problems. And then we'd have plenty of room for activities.
You just reminded me of a quote from another
It's
movie.
Just...
Mm-hmm.
I maybe it'll create more kids to ride their bikes because we just don't have that group right now.
I just, because I must live in a different part of town because I see kids riding bikes all the time.
I see a few kids, not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Definitely more now than there has been like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day with all the little kids riding on the sidewalk, it's like, man, we're going to start having this conversation again where people are coming and complaining at council about kids riding, zooming off the hill, down on the sidewalk, and a little old lady steps out of the city hall and just gets T-boned, you know.
What
like,
happened to not riding on the sidewalk?
Yeah, there's a couple of kids. I mean, from my vantage point at the bank, there's a couple kids I regularly see riding on the sidewalks.
And you know, Kaylee Griffith knows better.
That her kids at least ride reasonably responsibly. There's other kids, particularly the Eaton twins, that they're zipping around like a bat out of you know where. And honestly, I'm a little worried that one of them's going to get seriously hurt.
Well, you know, we have some people that aren't motating very well. Darlene with her arthritis in her feet, and I'm afraid for her. I'm afraid when those kids go zipping by on their bicycles. That's why we ask them to not ride on the sidewalks. But anyway, so okay, I think that, you know, we don't have to, I think, what's the deadline to tell people? Isn't there a deadline to say what we're going to spend this money on? September?
Well, we're still going to have public meeting, right? I mean, we still got to have council to make a decision, right? What you're going to decide on. And
well, I mean, we don't have to, I think we definitely have to say, I read it somewhere, that we definitely had to say,
I haven't seen
that the funds have to be designated by a certain day.
Yes, I saw that somewhere.
I saw that with the ARPA funds, but I didn't
I
see that with
the
this.
ARPA, but Bill's been getting the emails from those.
I'll look back. I don't recall seeing
it. I think I saw it somewhere.
I've got the contract in there, but I don't remember.
I saw it on the LOC bulletin. No, not the LOC bulletin.
And that's a deadline just to say how you're going to spend it.
Sometimes there's a reporting deadline, like with the ARPA.
Right,
I needed to know exactly what we're using for, because I had to report what we spent.
Yeah.
I think this one's going to be a lot less, like ARPA, they were specific in what you could spend for, and it kept changing. It took a while before them to figure out all the rules. This is so
and
broad,
they still are.
I think.
So, and since we're thinking about it, and maybe if Terry gets more information on, like, we're going to have Leah, and maybe I'll help Leah dig back and research on the signs and between now and council, and then we'll look into, Terry, maybe you can look into the trees and the root system and talk to some professional planter and stuff, and we'll get more information, and then at council we can report to what we found out.
And I don't know if he will even do this, but my nephew is an architect engineer. He would probably come and look at that park and tell us if it was doable, and probably not charge us anything because he just is up here all the time. But I can ask him. If we had to have some written report, then we'd have to pay him. But he could probably come up and say, this is doable or it's not.
Probably need somebody like that anyways, just to do the pump park, you know, the skate park. Even if you just had a few, whatever, bumps or whatever they call it.
Right, bumps and one where they go around a circle. You don't have to have it as big as Redmond, but it could certainly be something.
And, you know, if you could get, like, approximate cost and stuff like that, because that's going to be...
Approximate cost for
like a skate park that, because $400,000 is not.
Well, that's just she just said that's what they paid.
And theirs is big, and theirs has a lot of stuff on it, and it's big, and it's got several like lanes. I think maybe three, maybe or maybe I think it has or two. I don't know. It's big and it's long, and it's got a trail around it. A walking trail, but...
Well, I called the city of Maupin because I heard they were putting one in. But when I called and talked to them, they said that was a rumor, that she knew nothing about it. So Someone told me that at some meeting I had been at. Oh, Maupin's putting one in. So there must be other small communities that are doing it. I could probably look into that too.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? Anything you'd like to see, Cindy, maybe?
Yeah, there's a lot of good ideas.
That you wanted for your whole life here in Fossil?
Honestly, I had never thought of it, but I love the splash pad idea. That
all the kids can go down all there. The
kids My kids would have lived down there if that had been here. And, you know, when the grandkids are here, they would be down there.
$500,000. No. It can be a little water feature.
Like the one that's showing the $6,000.
Yeah. Just a little...
And it's the same money that would, you know, this money is also would cover at least some of the items on those wish list, because honestly, that's for me a huge priority, because that's kind of what makes the city run.
Right. We're a utility
It needs to
company.
Look pretty, but it's not, you know, looking pretty isn't going to do that much good if it's not functioning, so.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I'd like to be able to at least get, you know, some of the items on his
on Bill's list,
because that's a priority to me.
Yep.
But I really, really like that splash pad idea. I think it would get, you know, in the summer when the people are coming through.
And if we get the play structure up. Do you remember the play structure at the school before the new one went up? The school gave the city that play structure.
Was that the one that was...
It's the plastic, the big
the
plastic
smaller one
that,
was over in the
The Miss G got with the little... not Miss G. Did the city... Get that? No, someone got it with the labels off of the
box tops.
Yeah, and it was the plastic play structure. Anyway, it's down at the park. We need to put it together.
That would be cool. I mean, to have a little more going on down there.
Mm-hmm. We gotta have the metal slide that
the kids now they play at the grade school mostly because of that nice playground, but. Yeah, the tourists would use, I think, both locations, and the kids would use, I think, both locations.
Yeah. Okay. Have to adjourn the work session. Good work, people.
Thank you.
Get more ideas and bring them all to council, and we'll keep talking. I like it. Thank you, Bill.